producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you with your garden, with your landscaping, with your lawn. And no matter where you live, there's always something that may be a concern to you. So don't be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. And we'll work together to solve and maybe answer some questions for you. So don't be shy. The way that you learn is to call that number, and we'll work together to make your yard more beautiful, whether it's insect problems, disease problems, weeds, or you're just not understanding why your flowers or your shrubbery are not blooming. Also, pruning. When do you prune flowering plants? When do you prune evergreen plants? And it doesn't matter where you live. If you're in Tennessee, if you're in New York State, if you're in Ohio, Pennsylvania, there are a few things that you should know and few things that you should be doing. So let's begin the morning with some of the problems that are occurring right now. In the lawn, it's crabgrass. And I'll tell you, if you've got crabgrass, you need to attack it right now. Don't say, well, there's only a little bit. Well, if you only have a little bit now, wait till next year. Because each crabgrass plant can produce up to 1,000 seeds. And you're going to see in a few weeks that the crabgrass plant will make a little tassel, a little flower head, and it looks like the old-fashioned TV antenna. I know for a lot of you probably have never seen a TV antenna on the roof of a house, but, you know, looks like wheat, but more like the old-fashioned TV antenna. And when that turns red, there's a reason. Because it is getting ready to produce seed, and you need to solve the problem now, before it has a chance. And the bigger it gets, the more difficult it's going to be to control it. So what you need to do is to get some bone-eyed crabgrass killer, not preventer. You already have it. You need a crabgrass killer, and bone-eyed and Bayer both make one. You attach it to the hose. It comes with a built-in sprayer, and you start at one end of your lawn and you walk backwards and you spray it directly on that crabgrass. Now, if you're not sure what crabgrass looks like, it's kind of a lime green in color. And it really stands out. It's a different green than the rest of your lawn. is primarily found in the sun. Doesn't like the shade, but you may get some. You'll see some along the edges of your driveway. You'll see it in areas where, if you live in the north, you had some snowplow damage on your lawn. If you live in the parts of the country, the south or the middle part, where you get a little bit warmer temperatures, then you're going to find out where the grass died last year, left a hole. Crabgrass is in the ground, and it can sit dormant for 10 years or more until the conditions are right. So you get a spot where your grass died. It could be Japanese beetles got in there and killed the grass, or some moles or voles got in your lawn and killed some of the grass, and the crabgrass came in. It's a way that Mother Nature protects herself by filling in the gaps and preventing erosion. But for a lawn, we don't want that, because crabgrass will get large, and instead of growing upright like the rest of your lawn, it grows horizontally. That gives it the name crabgrass. It's not an animal or a fish that grows up. It spreads out. And as it spreads out, it kills more of the grasses around it, making a bigger hole. Now, once it comes in to seed, if you have a lawnmower that has a bag on it, put the bag on. Lower the wheels on your lawnmower so that you're cutting the grass shorter. And that way, when you cut the grass, you're bagging all of the seed heads and you're removing a lot of potential problems. So when you see the seed heads develop, bag it, and don't put it in the compost pile. Dump it in the trash, dump it in the woods. Just get it off your property, and that will solve the problem. But the best way is to kill it right now. And you want to use the liquid, and you want to have weather conditions with 24 hours of no rain. That will ensure that the product is absorbed into the crabgrass plant, and it kills it. And if you have crabgrass plants that are larger than 6 inches, I would come back a week later and give it another application, like a 1-2 punch. And you're going to see that the crabgrass will start to turn yellow, and it will start to die, and then you can cheer. Then in the fall, late August, early September, when the kids get ready to go to school, then you can scratch up those areas, pull out the dead crabgrass plants that are there, put down some fresh grass seed, a little bit of fertilizer, keep it wet, and then the new grass will come in, it will replace the crabgrass, and it will prevent the seeds that are in the soil from germinating because they're blocking all the sunlight. They're filling in all the space, not allowing it to have room to grow. So concentrate on your crabgrass if you live in an area today where there's no rain in the forecast. I live in Maine, and they're calling for heavy storms for all of New England, and I would suggest holding off a little bit. But write it down on your calendar, and the first nice day, get the crabgrass killer on. Now, that's the worst of the pests for your lawn, for your gardens, whether it's a vegetable, a flower garden, shrubbery, or trees. The number one problem right now is the darn Japanese beetle. And they're everywhere. They're in northern Maine, and they go down all the way into Georgia and then west to the Mississippi. In some cases, further than that. And this little insect is about an inch in length, copper in color, and they're eating holes on the foliage in your garden. They love flowers. They'll eat a lot of different vegetables, and they eat their weight in foliage every single day. Well, while they're out there, they're having a great old time, right? Eating and just enjoying your garden. Well, they're also mating. And when the female has been fertilized, she will dig a hole in your lawn and bury her eggs. And she can lay 100 eggs a year in various places. So you got to kill the adults now. And the traps are not the answer. The answer is a product like Garden 8 from Bonide. If you want to go organic, Captain Jack from the Caribbean. And I'll tell you, Captain Jack does a great job.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So give us a call and we'll help you out. Let's go right to the phone lines. Shane, who's up next?
Next up we have Sandy in Maine with a question about raspberry bushes.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
First of all, I want to know, how is Michael Romeo doing?
Michael Romeo is doing wonderful. He's more alert. My son Matthew called me two nights ago. He went for his checkup, gained 4 pounds, and put on 3 inches. So he's really growing good.
Good. Well, I do want to get to the raspberries, but I do have some bad news. Right at the end of the show last Sunday, and I got on, but I couldn't get through on your phone line. I happen to be, sometimes while you're talking, I just go out and I kill Japanese beetles and do things, you know, that I just do every morning while you're talking. And I came upon a red Asiatic lily beetle on my Solomon seal. Eating it.
Oh, wow.
Now, I haven't found any of the, you know, the typical orange eggs, but she was using it as a food source. Now, I do not treat, I follow the European guidelines with the neonics. They've banned them in all of Europe. And so I don't use one of the products that you sponsor, and that's okay, but I don't use it. And so my tiger lilies and my Asiatics have not even been treated. I've just hand-picked them, the bugs.
Okay.
And it does take a lot of time, and I am limiting how many lilies I'm growing. I'm actually pulling out all the babies because I could only manage to take care of so many, and I know that. But to see the fact that my Asiatic and tigers are not even treated with a systemic And the Red Asiatic is already discovering that they can use other food sources that aren't even in the same family, I don't believe.
Right.
Very, very unnerving, I would say, at the least. As an entomologist, I'm finding this, you know, this is why bugs will survive us millions of years after we're gone from this planet, because they evolve. They learn how to use other food sources, and they must be getting some kind of an idea that they need to move on. And I was really surprised.
Yeah, I have Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advance, and he is one of the head chemists for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And last time he was on, he said that he is really, really scared of the future, because what's going to happen is our country is now trading with more and more and more second and third world countries.
We import everything.
And new insects are coming in from all over the world on packing material, on pallets. And, you know, he said that the government does send teams over to those countries to try and train them and explain to them what you have to do, but it just isn't working. And there's new bugs coming in every year, bugs that have no natural predators.
Yeah.
And
I'd really love to know what the predator is over there for this beetle. I mean, it's so bright, there has to be a bird. Somebody said to me, well, the birds have to see these things. They're so bright. I said, I know, but there must be a toxin in them that they know is very dangerous.
Right. So they don't feed on it. And, you know, the thing with the products that you're concerned about, if you use them when the plant is done flowering, then there's no problem with hurting the bees. So if you find them on plants that you know that are all done blooming, you can apply the product directly to it without worrying of hurting the bee population. That's the way to go, is to work with nature.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. HealthyLiving.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Now, it's early. It's quiet. Call. And that way you don't have to worry about the neighbors saying, oh, I heard you on the radio. Call early. Nobody will bug you. Okay, Shane, who's up next?
Up next, we have Andrea in New Hampshire. She's wondering about something that's killing her plum tree.
Okay. Andrea, good morning. How can we help you with your plum tree today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I really hope you can help me. I was mowing my lawn yesterday, and as I drove by my plum tree, I noticed virtually all the leaves are lacy. Something has eaten every speck of the flesh of the leaf. And also, there's these really disgusting-looking long, black, wrinkly things all over it. They're like 3 or 4 inches long. I don't know. They're not an animal. It's like a swelling or something in the little branches. The tree's yep. only 3 years old.
Okay. You've got two different problems now. The holes in the foliage, I have
plum. I have three flowering plum at my house in Maine. And the Japanese beetles right now are all over it. And also an oriental beetle. And instead of being coppery, it's more on a reddish color, not shiny, but it's the same size, same appearance, a little bit different colored shell. And the Japanese beetle feeds during the day, and the oriental feeds at night. So that's the problem there. Okay. And if you want to stop it and allow the tree to make new foliage to replace what's missing, what I would do is I would treat the tree with either Garden 8, like the number 8.
Okay.
Or, if you want to stay organic, Captain Jack. And they're both made by Bonide. They come with a built-in sprayer. You spray the tree, and you can use both products on all of your annuals, perennials, shrubs and trees, and in the vegetable garden. Okay? Now, that black, snarly growth that's on the stem is called a canker. And what you need to do is to get a coffee cup, fill it with bleach, get a pair of hand pruners, measure back a foot from where that black snarly growth is, dip your pruners in the Clorox, that will sterilize it, and remove a foot back from that growth and get it out of there, because it's getting ready to go into bloom. And what will happen is the canker will swell. It will get soft, and it will make little spores that will go airborne, and they'll land on other branches in the tree, infecting it for next year. So get those three out of there as soon as possible.
There's a lot of them. Am I going to cut too much of the tree?
You don't have a choice.
Okay.
Because if you don't remove them, then it's going to get worse next year. So, and it's very, very possible that, you know, it's far enough established that you may not be able to stop it. But normally, if you go back 6 to 12 inches, cut it, dip it in Clorox so that you sterilize between each cut, you can get it off the plant, destroy the branches, put them in a plastic bag, get them into the trash and out of your property, and then fertilize the tree. Either use plant tone or Dr. Earth tree and shrub granular fertilizer, and read the label, and it will tell you how much to add per inch diameter of that tree trunk. But canker will get on cherries and plum. So that means flowering cherries and fruiting cherries, flowering plum and eating plum. It won't go on apples, it won't go on pears, but it sticks with cherries and plums. And again, the only way to get rid of it is to remove that black, snarly growth that developed on the stem and feed it and just keep an eye on it. And if it develops again next year, you may have to dig it out and replace it. But because you've had a problem, some of those spores have fallen to the ground. And if you plant another plum, it's going to infect a new tree, so you'll have to go to either a crab, a dogwood, a magnolia, something other than a plum or cherry.
Okay, thank you very much. I have my work cut out for me.
I wish I had better news for you. Believe
okay.
me, I hate telling people that, but you know, I've been through it a couple of times. And growing up, my dad had a beautiful purple leaf plum and had it for like 12, 15 years, and all of a sudden, bang, the whole tree was covered with it, and he ended up losing it. So start working on it now, feed it, and just keep an eye for the possibility of other problems.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, and you have a great day. We really appreciate you calling. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Sean, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bernie in New Hampshire calling about a rose bush.
Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hello, Paul. We have a rose bush that's really a beautiful bush, and we have a little problem with it this year. It usually has pink blossoms on it when it's producing, but this year, for some reason or other, the buds, when they come out, are pink, but when they bloom, they start to be pink, and then they turn white, and then they drop off. And it's an old bush. It's been there for a lot of years, but I don't know if we trimmed it back too much.
Well, you may have pruned it back and too much in some areas, and what's happened is all of your roses are grafted. So what they do, see, roses, if you lived in California, Texas, Florida, if you were to buy, let's say, a John F. Kennedy white rose, you could buy the exact plant. But because you live in a cold climate, once you get north of North Carolina, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and, you know, all the way across the country, where we get snow and cold weather, if they gave you a John F. Kennedy from a rooted cutting, it would not survive the winter because the root system is not as strong, not as hardy. So what they do is they grow all of the rose bushes by grafting. So they'll take a field, they'll plant a root stalk, and it's usually a red rose. They'll let it grow for a whole year, produces great foliage, put on some good size, and then the following spring, they go in with a machine, and they cut the rose down to a single stem about an inch and a half out of the ground, and they get rid of the whole plant, except for that little neck sticking out of the ground. They split it with a sharp knife. They take cuttings of whatever rose bush you want to buy, and they insert the cuttings in this little slit, pour some plastic on it, wax, and then wrap it with an elastic band to hold everything together. And the pieces that they put on that root stalk will bond with the cuttings and grow. And when it's ready, they can send it to you. And because it's on a root stalk that's a lot hardier, they'll survive 20 to 30 below zero. So what probably happened is maybe you cut a little bit too much off and you're encouraging the root stalk to revert back and take over where some of these cuttings have been installed. So it could be that your particular plant was grafted on a pink rose that turned white, which sounds to me like an old-fashioned rose. So when you're pruning roses, the time to prune them is in the spring, never in the fall of the year. And what I tell people to do is when your favorite baseball team is playing baseball for real, and in our case, it's the Red Sox. So when they come to Fenway Park in Boston and they play for real, which this year, I don't know if they're just fooling around or what, but they're not playing for real, being in last place. That's when you would prune your roses, and it's usually around April. So for now, feed them, take care of them, and then in the spring, give it a light pruning, and let's hope that some of the original plant has re-energized and it will come back. And then what you can do is, if you've got both, when they come into bloom, the ones that turn white, cut them out. The ones that stay all pink, leave them alone, and then you can repair the damage done, and you'll be back to your normal color.
Well, thank you very much. That helped us a lot.
Okay, you have a great weekend, and we appreciate you calling us this morning. Thank you. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. So don't be shy. Pick up the phone, call, and Sean will take care of you. Tom is taking the morning off. And Sean is filling in his shoes today and doing a good job. So talk to him, and he'll help you to get ready for when we get to your call. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Shane, who's up next?
Up next, we have George in Massachusetts wondering about rhubarb.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes, Paul, thank you for taking my call. And I know somebody in Kennebunk that's an expert in rhubarb. As a matter of fact, he has a book that he purchased in Alaska. And what I'd like to know, Paul, is how can I store rhubarb? Because I have a lot, and I just want to store it for during the winter and make pies and stuff like that. Do you have any advice for that?
I think probably the best way, George, would be to freeze it, because it's not going to stay good in your refrigerator for several months. I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can send me an email today, I'll look at my rhubarb book that I have. And it does say ways to preserve it. I have in the past cut it up in pieces, cooked it, and frozen it. And I think my wife blanched some of the rhubarb, and we stored it in freezer bags. But I've got a really good book on rhubarb with recipes for cooking, for canning, preserving, and things like that. And if you give me your email address, just email me at pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. Then I'll email you back today. I'll be working the office all day as we're getting ready to leave to go to France on Thursday. So I've got to get all these things done. I will send you the information. How's that?
That's fine, Paul. I appreciate it. And I hope you have a pleasant trip and all your people that are going on this, you know.
We will have a good trip. Oh, there is one other thing, though, George. On your rhubarb, if you notice a flower that will shoot right out of the middle of your rhubarb plant, cut that off.
All right. Okay.
Because that flower will steal the energy from the plant to make seed, and your plant will stop making stalks and foliage. So any flowers on your rhubarb, cut it right down to the ground. That way the foliage continues to grow. It makes the plant larger. Okay. And on my rhubarb, every 3 to 4 years in the spring, I'll go in the garden in late March usually. Of course, it depends on the weather. You know, compared from Maine to Cape Cod. And when I see the little red buds form, I'll dig it up, shake off the soil, cut it in pieces so that each chunk has two of these big red buds on it. I'll replant them, and then I will pick that year to give the plant a chance to reestablish itself. And the following year, I've got two great big plants.
Okay. I think the blanching part is kind of important, Paul, you know? So if you can verify that.
I will verify it, and George, I will send you instructions sometime today.
Okay. And God bless you.
Thank you, George. You have a great weekend, and enjoy. Bye-bye now. We're talking gardening on the Paul Parent Garden Club. And right now, no matter where you live in the country, this is hydrangea season. And when we talk about hydrangeas, a lot of people will say, oh, blue and pink. And that's all they talk about. Well, there are some varieties of hydrangea in bloom now that are white with ball shapes, cone shapes, very intricate flowers. Go to your local nursery and check them out. And if you want some information, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and go back 2 weeks on the newsletter. It's free.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start